This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and it is time for our baseball insider, Andy Carboni. Andy, the home season is all over, but what do you got for us here?
Well, we're certainly limping down the stretch here, that's for sure. Last night at Fenway, as you said, the final home game of the season. Sox shut out by the Rays 5-0. Red Sox batters struck out 16 times in this game. Tonight, the Sox begin the final series of the season. They're on the road against the Orioles. First pitch, 6:35. Chris Sale makes his last appearance of the season on the mound. Sox are now 76-82, and they've officially clinched last place once again in the AL East.
Oh, man. It's a little exclamation point on the negative side to close out the season for sure, yeah.
You can say that again. No doubt about it.
All right, man. So let's. What's happened since we last talked? About 1 week ago. Yeah.
Last Wednesday, the Rangers blasted the Red Sox 15-5. Sox led 4-0 going into the bottom of the second. Then it all fell apart. Brian Baio gave up 8 runs in 3 innings, and that loss officially eliminated the Sox from wild card contention. Sox were off on Thursday. They came back to Fenway on Friday, and they beat the White Sox 3-2. Masataka Yoshida's RBI single in the bottom of the eighth broke a 2-all tie. On Saturday, the Red Sox lost 1-0 to the White Sox. The White Sox scored the lone run of the game with a home run in the top of the ninth. On Sunday, the Sox woes continue as they were beaten by the White Sox 3-2 in a six-inning rain-shortened game. Sox were off on Monday. They returned to the diamond on Tuesday at Fenway for that final homestand of the season. Final series, I should say, as they lose the Rays 9-7. Tanner Houck tagged with the loss, allowing a season-high 7 runs on 10 hits and just 3 innings of work.
All right, so what do we know about Alex Cora? Will he be back with the team or not? There'll be a new general manager and so on.
Well, he said yesterday that he is going to be back next year. He currently has 1 more year left on his contract, although he has expressed interest in working in the front office. But he clearly stated that he still wants to manage, and he expects to be back next year. But as you said, a new GM coming in, they may want their own guy in the dugout. It remains to be seen what's going to happen.
Yeah, they could promote him. There you go. All right. So, Nesson Plus, every week you bring us a win for the Red Sox, no matter what. What's going on outside? But what do you got for us on Nesson Plus today?
Well, a fun one today on Nesson Plus, beginning at 1 o'clock. It's a game for September the 28th of 1986. I remember this vividly. Marty Barrett drives in 4 runs. Oil Can Boyd pitch a complete game. The Red Sox clinched the AL East title with a 12-3 win over the Blue Jays.
Man, Oil Can Boyd, Marty Barrett. Jeez.
Good time, my friend. Good time.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay, so since we don't have a lot of Red Sox news to share with our listeners this week, what do you have on Major League Baseball? After all, this is the we're in the fall now, and this is the big time for Major League Baseball. Maybe not here. Yeah, what do you got?
Certainly is. Well, last Wednesday, some notes. Diamondbacks outfielder Corbin Carroll became the first rookie in history to have at least 25 home runs and 50 stolen bases in a season. On Friday, Aaron Judge of the Yankees hit 3 home runs. Braves outfielder Ronald Acuna Jr. became the first player in history to have 40 home runs and 60 stolen bases in the season, as well as he joined that 40-40 club as the 5th player in history to do so. Dodgers' Freddie Freeman became the first baseman in history to have 200 hits, 20 home runs, and 20 stolen bases in a season. Also on Friday, the Twins clinched the AL Central title. On Saturday, former Red Sox outfielder Mookie Betts, the Dodgers, set the Major League record for RBIs by a leadoff hitter with 105. For the first time in their 133-year history, the Pirates overcame a 9-run deficit to beat the Reds 13-12. On Sunday, the Dodgers clinched the NL West title for the 10th time in 11 years. Tuesday night, the Brewers clinched the NL Central title, and the Rockies made it 100 losses for the first time in franchise history.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, the numbers here, you're just throwing this out. I mean, folks are going to have to rewind this and listen to all those numbers here in the last 60 seconds or so.
Yeah,
speaking of numbers.
The record's being set, that's for sure, as the season winds down.
2020 club, the 2015 club, the 66, whatever the club you got there. Unbelievable. Okay. Other notes, Andy?
Well, Guardians manager Terry Francona, who led the Red Sox to 2 World Series titles, is supposed to be retiring at the end of the year. He was given a nice send-off last night after the Guardians game in Cleveland because they hit the road for the final games of the season. Francona hasn't officially announced his retirement, but it all speculation leading that he's going to step aside and head off into the sunset.
Well, he's had some health issues, but could he be coming back to the Red Sox? Andy, what do you think?
Oh, I hope not. No, I don't think he's going there. That's
no, fact. No.
When he's done, he's done.
I saw an opportunity to get a quick, not even a laugh out of that. But yeah, you're right. Yeah. Well, we wish him the best. He's had health issues and so on. Absolutely.
Look at the speculation brought up by you. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Where this could go viral. Yeah.
You caught me off guard with that one. That's for sure.
Other stuff, Andy? What do you got?
Well, Adam Wainwright. He's confirming he's thrown his last pitch. The St. Louis Cardinals right-hander said on Tuesday that his start against the Brewers last week was the final one of his career. The 42-year-old earned his 200th career win after tossing seven scoreless innings. The three-time All-Star played all 18 years of his career with the Cardinals. And Hall of Fame third baseman Brooks Robinson of the Orioles passed away at the age of 86 on Tuesday. Robinson played his entire career with the Orioles from 1955 to 1977. An 18-time All-Star, Robinson won 16 consecutive gold gloves and helped the Orioles win two World Series championships in 1966 and in 1970. He's regarded as the best defensive third baseman in history.
Yeah, he was fantastic. And it's funny because physically, he didn't look like the real athlete, if you will. You know what I'm saying? To me, anyway, when you watch them. But man, he was solid with the glove for sure at third base.
Absolutely.
And part of those great Oriole teams with Jim Palmer, Boog Powell, Mark Belanger. I'm trying to think of their second baseman, and I should do that back in probably the 70s or whatever. Oh, well. You're not done yet, though, are you, Andy, with our
second baseman?
What's that?
Davey Johnson was there.
Davey Johnson, yeah. Okay, perfect.
One final note to bring up, kind of on a down note to final, wrap things up. Major League Baseball handing down its first performance-enhancing drug suspension of the season. Brewers reliever J.C. Mejia has been suspended 162 games after testing positive PEDs. This isn't the first time that Mejia has missed time due to performance enhancers. He was suspended 80 games back in 2022 following a positive test for the same drug. I think it's time for Mr. Mejia to call it a career.
Yeah, you know what I think too, Andy? If I were the new general manager of the Red Sox, you just mentioned Adam Wainwright retiring at the age of 42, but he just threw seven scoreless innings this week. Can we go after this guy?
I can't even tell you the last time a Red Sox pitcher went seven scoreless innings.
I know. And this guy's
bring him on in.
I know. I mean, come on. I would sign him to a long-term contract.
Well, if Dave Dombrowski was still at the helm, that would happen. So we'll see who comes in and handles the checkbook from here.
All right. Hey, well, Andy, who do you think's going to make it into the World Series here? I'm putting you on the spot here on this one, but what do you think right now?
On the spot for sure, but I will say I think I'd like to see the Orioles get in the American League. I think that'd be a nice change of pace. The young team has certainly had quite a season, and they've been rolling right along. National League, I think the Braves are definitely the strongest team in that league, no question about it. With their power throughout the lineup, top to bottom, and a strong pitching staff, I think it'll be the Braves and Orioles going to the Fall Classic.
No, I like that. I like the Oriole idea. And we were just talking about those great Oriole teams with Brooks Robinson at third base and others. Catcher, too, Andy, of that team. Did it start with E? I'm just...
Andy Etchebarren.
Andy Etchebarren, yeah.
Oh, the good old days. That's for sure.
A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but thanks to you, Andy, we'll make quite a team here.
Yeah, we'll get you through, no problem at all.
I'm walking with no backpack, but you've got a double backpack on your back carrying the heavy load here. But, Andy, thanks so much. Anything else you want to share with us?
Well, obviously another year of the Sox finishing in last place, very disappointing, and I think this offseason you're going to see some major shakeups going on in the front office as well as on the field for the Red Sox, and hopefully get them back into some type of playoff contention in 2024.
You got it. There he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.